This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
As we celebrate the 4th of July, was this date in 1776 that the Continental right. Congress approved the Declaration of Independence? It was actually drafted on the 2nd, but finally approved on today. And yep. here
Happy
we
birthday,
are,
America.
250 years later. Yeah,
I don't think we've been here on this holiday weekend. I don't know if we've ever actually been here on the 4th.
I don't think so, because the next one that this happens on a Saturday is 10 years from now, yeah. like 10 and a half years
yeah.
from now.
So we've been on the holiday weekend, but never actually on the 4th.
Yes. So
good morning, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. There are fireworks everywhere tonight. Right. I wish I had a friend that lived at like the top floor of one of the skyscrapers here in Milwaukee. Sure. If anybody wants to invite me over, if you live up in like the penthouse in one of those condos, because if you're overlooking this area tonight, it's going to be breathtaking, because there's going to be firework displays everywhere. I started writing down places that have fireworks tonight.
It's too many.
It's way too many to even mention. So,
and there were fireworks going off last weekend, because I will tell you,
that is
I was
true.
Not here last weekend, right?
Right.
And I was in this little sailboat race called the Queen's Cup. We go across the lake, and we got fifth in our division, fifth out of 13 boats.
So, okay.
Just a little bit of tactics right at the end that we missed a wind shift and others capitalized on and got in. But we missed third place, I think, by 3 or 4 minutes. So it's a 90-mile race and, you know, the little things like that. But we got there early in the morning, went to the award ceremony, did a little bit of celebrating that we got there. But we came back right away. And as we were coming back and coming late into the night, we got back into Milwaukee about 1 a.m. On, mm-hmm. on Saturday night. We were watching the skyline. We were 30 miles out. We can start to see the skyline. And we're watching fireworks.
Yeah.
Up and down the shore. So that
That'd
was
be
really
another
kinda
great
cool.
place to go. Watching out on a boat and watching.
Absolute beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
First of all, and then the city all lit up and everything, and then fireworks. That was really totally cool.
That is cool. Yeah. Well, what are you doing today then?
So two parades today.
Two?
Going to Stone Bank here. Okay. They have a good parade. And then Hartford, going to their parade in the afternoon. And then we're spending the evening with some friends out on Lac La Belle watching the fireworks out on Oconomowoc.
Nice. So, we are going to do a pool party at Tracy's cousin's house, but mm-hmm. then we're doing the New Berlin. They were supposed to do a drone show on Thursday, Friday. I don't know. One of the days, but it got canceled due to rain. So they're pushing it to tonight. So now there's a drone show followed by fireworks.
Sure.
So that's what we're planning on doing.
Excellent.
So lots of different places to go. Like I said, if you're looking, Summerfest, of course, doing them as well. So Summerfest, the last day today for this year. So make sure you get down
Isn't
there.
Isn't it tomorrow?
Saturday. They don't do Sundays.
No? Oh, so today's the last day? Okay.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday,
Shows
Saturday.
How much I know.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, I did go this year. We went.
Yes, we did go see Isaac's band.
Yes,
Barely Civil. We got to give them a plug.
It's been a long, long time since I've been at Summerfest. But
we went down there a couple times, just for a few hours each time. Not a ton of time down there, but always good to get down there.
Right.
Won the T-Mobile backstage passes, so we got to go backstage and. Which was not much of anything at the T-Mobile stage, but we got
Thanks,
to go back
T-Mobile.
There. So always fun to go down to Summerfest, and 4th of July coming up on a great weekend.
Yeah.
No guests this hour, so we can talk anything you want.
Like, yeah.
I mean, we can fix some things if you want, but otherwise, if you just want to call and chat, tell us what you're doing. We'll talk that.
I know you had an idea about something, and I have an idea to talk about as well when we come
I had
back.
An idea? Holy
Did
cow.
You say you had
Yeah, I have
some,
a cool tool.
Yeah,
I have the cool tool segment this time, Isaac, so be ready for that. That'll be coming up. It's a doozy, I'll tell you. You want to turn on your YouTube page for this one. Go to YouTube and find us. Watch us there. But thank you for tuning in. We appreciate that. We do this every Saturday from 7 to 9. It is the Fix-It Show. If you do actually have a question and you're awake on the 4th of July, 855-616-1620 is a Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line. Next hour, we're joined by Matt Hefter from CertaPro. This hour, no guests, so yep. We'll answer any questions you have. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
Jelly Roll going to be on the main stage.
I know
at
who
Summit
Jelly,
Fest.
Jelly Roll is.
Yeah? Yes, yeah. Wow, you can't avoid the guy these right. days. He's everywhere. 8 o'clock, that show kicks off at the American Family Amphitheater stage.
I have one question for him. Did all those tattoos hurt?
On the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Post Malone both have those all over their face.
I think you got to be in some kind of state of
intoxication?
No, I think they generally don't let you do that, but more like a local anesthesia kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Last day for Summerfest of 2026, so get out there if you haven't already. It's beautiful grounds. The grounds, every time I go down there, there's something new.
They've really done a good job.
It's just a cool place to hang out. So
from what it started, gravel, parking lot kind of thing.
Sitting on railroad ties.
Yeah, right.
And, back in, I don't remember those days. I've heard stories of those days.
I remember going, my dad would take us and walk in the midway and just gravel and going to all the rides and stuff. Rides were a big thing back then.
So this is a good lead in to memories. Yeah. It's the 4th of July. David has a question for everybody.
What is your favorite memory or tradition for the 4th of July holiday?
Okay. What's your favorite?
And I'll start off with mine. We're off the air. I was trying to remember if it was 1983 or 1984, one of those two summers. I was a member of the Fox River Valley Lutheran Youth Band. And so this is a band, and I think it only got together a couple times, but it was all the Lutheran high schools in Wisconsin got together. And from the beginning of that year, we started meeting and practicing and everything. And so we were a marching band.
Okay.
And here in Milwaukee, we used to have a parade called the City of Festivals Parade.
Mm-hmm.
It was earlier in June or so. And that summer, we marched in that parade, and we won the competition for marching bands. We won that one. And then in July, we loaded up into, I think we had like 6 Lamers buses, and we headed out east, and we played a couple concerts, and we stayed at high schools. We literally slept on the floors of high school gymnasiums. And we played July 3rd in Philadelphia in their parade and July 4th in Washington, D.C.
Nice.
And that was just like, I got chills right now still. Just that was so cool marching through Washington, D.C. July 4th and then watching the fireworks later that night. That was just amazing. It did rain at the end of the 4th of July, just real quick, a storm. I mean, it was so hot. It was one of those hot, humid days. And it was probably thundering and everything. We're still marching. Here we're holding on to brass instruments. But we got soaked at the end of the parade. But it felt so good because it was so hot.
Sure. But that is a good memory.
That is really cool being able to do that with a bunch of people.
I have nothing like that. My mom's listening and she needs to remind me what we did. I don't know that we had tradition. When I was really young, we would go to a house on the lake called It'll Do. Like all these people would gather around and and just throw up
barbecue.
One thing I miss from my childhood is we would go to the local little fireworks stand and we'd get bottle rockets and snaps and little firecrackers, and we would light those off in the neighborhood and have fun with that. The parents let us, be rapscallions back in the day and shoot
around,
those
around
things
here
up.
We never did a lot of fireworks. Like I lived one summer in St. Louis, right outside of St. Louis. Down south, fireworks are a little, a bigger thing. It's fireworks stands everywhere and everything. And I remember that in our neighborhood, the fireworks that everybody was shooting off was just amazing. That would be another one that summer. That was probably like 1970. No, it would have been like 80 or 81 before I moved back up here. But that was crazy in that neighborhood, the amount of fireworks going off.
Nice. Okay, so we did get a text here, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talking text line. Happy Independence Day. If you've ever had to deal with this, what solution has been most effective for you and your listeners? Getting the musty smell out of the basement.
Running a really good-sized dehumidifier.
Dehumidifier. Now they have those air exchangers that you can put right on the the right. furnace on yeah, the
ERV or HVAC HRV.
System.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get that air circulating.
Right.
I found out putting in the radon system. If you don't have one, that gets the water, that gets that air out from underneath the floor.
Right, through the drain
before
tile.
It even comes into the basement.
Absolutely.
So that helped. That was my final addition to my basement because I have a I had an old unfinished basement with a low yard, so it was a musty smelling basement. So that helped.
And that helps two things. I mean, if you don't have a radon system in your house, you have some radon in your house.
Sure.
There is some radon in everybody's basement. It's just a matter of how much. You might have a low level. There is not a safe level. And we talk about radon more so in January. It's radon action month, but you know, it should be radon action month every month, really. Because if you don't have a system in your house, is your house never been tested, it really should be tested. And it's not a bad idea to just have one put in.
Yeah.
Because it does eliminate the radon, any level of it. Well, I guess it if you have a system, usually it's at about 0.5 or so, 0.7. That's where mine's at when I test mine. Or if I do a test on a house that has a system just to make sure it's working. And that's not a but there's all kinds of stuff out in the air we breathe outside too.
Sure.
But yeah, it really helps dry out basements. Like I said, the dehumidifier though, I was in a house earlier in the week and I got there and I think I texted you. The air conditioning wasn't working for some reason. I couldn't get the air conditioner work. Furnace worked fine, but I couldn't get the air conditioner work for some reason. I don't know what it was. So it was hot in this house and humid and there was no dehumidifier running in the basement, and it was musty and everything. And actually, that basement had some organic growth on the floor joist due to that. So that's really important to dehumidify your basement.
Good question.
I would say make sure you, and it's a good idea to check your dehumidifier because there are some on a recall list.
Oh,
very easy to just go in and say dehumidifier recall list. Because they have been known to start fires if they're not a good one.
So. All right, yeah. So get that check for sure. 855-616-1620. If you have a great question like that one, we'd love to hear from you. It is a Fix It Show on WTMJ. So show me what I'm
looking for. WTMJ's The Fix It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
You want to hear some good music? This is a good band. Carolina Liar going to be at the T-Mobile stage at 4:15 today at Summerfest. You can check them out. Happy 4th of July to you. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in today. Dayton Kane and David Nason talking, fixing stuff if you have questions. Otherwise, we're just shooting the crud, as they like to say.
It's not 4th of July for some people until they watch Joey Chestnut. I mean, when is hot dog eating contest again?
I can't watch it. I can't do it.
We have tickets. My son's birthday is August 11th, my older son. And so August 12th, our birthday celebration for him.
Okay.
We're going to the Dachshunds game. That's the baseball team out in Oconomowoc. Joey Chestnut's going to be there competing in a tater tot eating contest. And I guess it's probably too late, but it's like a playoff kind of thing, people where you enter and you if you win, and apparently it's like two or three people teams that are going to compete against him by himself.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I believe it. I mean, think how fast that guy eats.
He beat like the offense or defensive line of a football team.
Oh my gosh!
And they were trying. I can't remember what they were eating, but they were trying to. The four of them. We're trying to eat, and he beat them all.
Are there Vegas odds on what age he dies at with all the stuff he's doing?
You got to wonder what kind of health regimen. He's in pretty good shape. He looks like
it. I mean, yeah.
But what's his health regimen like, and what – well, we won't go there, after he's done eating. But
speaking of world records, this is kind of cool. Today, a Wisconsin bar is attempting to make the world's largest Bloody Mary for the 4th of July, for the 250th. So Smash Down the Rock Saloon, it's in Algoma. They're going to try to make a 300-gallon Bloody Mary.
How many bottles of vodka is that?
300 gallons. The record, 155 gallons. So even if they can get to 200, they're going to be way past the record.
That's got to. They must have gotten an old milk tank from a farm or something and cut the top off, or you can open the top. And basically, that would be Wisconsin, right? to make a Bloody Mary in an old, you know, milk tank from a dairy farm.
So we talked to the co-owner of that bar on What's on Tap the other night. They're estimating about 2,500 servings of Bloody Marys from their.
How many bottles of vodka?
Oh, she told me. It's like 750 or something.
That's a lot.
It's crazy. If you're 21 and older, you can get a free Bloody Mary. It starts at 1 o'clock. They're going to start pouring once they make this thing, get their world record. They're giving it away for free and with a beer chaser. So why not go out to Algoma today and enjoy
How far away is Algoma?
Nothing says Wisconsin 4th of July more than the world's largest Bloody Mary.
How far is Algoma from here? How many hour drive? Can you make it by one if you left now?
I would assume so.
It's like north. It's like in the northeast part of the state, right?
All the things we talk about when you don't call in with questions.
Oh, you're
about
from there?
No way. Jen Gregg, our news person's from Algoma. How far away is that?
It's 2 hours. I'm from Kewaunee, so Algoma's in Kewaunee.
Right.
And I've actually had their Bloody Marys there. They're always huge. I didn't know this was happening, though. This is crazy.
You got to get out of here. Go home.
You're right. Yeah, so you got to call in the reserves here.
What are the odds that Elizabeth Linton is not here and Jen Gregg is here while we're talking about this story? It was meant to be.
Yes, right.
For 2 hours, that might be worth the drive just to say you had one of the...
right?
One of the Bloody Marys from the world's largest.
Do you get a t-shirt or something for joining in?
Don't get all greedy now. You're already getting a free Bloody Mary and a beer. What else?
Or a temporary tattoo or something.
That would be good to mark the occasion. And
then exactly.
Instagram it. That's totally Instagrammable.
Right.
All right, enough of that.
You could probably AI one, you know.
I am going to give out the phone number and remind people this is what happens when you don't call in with questions. 855-616-1620.
Well, we got a text.
That is exciting and limited WTMJ talking text line. I do see some text. It looks more about the memories, though, but we want those too. What are some good 4th of July memories that you have growing up or a tradition that you do every
year?
Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jen Gregg, who we just talked to. Good morning.
Good morning, Dayton. But I said
no. More of your questions next. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ. You're not the
one for me. I know the song. I didn't know the singer.
KT Tunstall, 6 p.m. on the Briggs & Stratton stage at Summerfest tonight. She had another half hit, too, that was pretty good, so... probably going to be a good show. Isaac said he's seen her and she's very entertaining.
Yeah, she was great. She did the whole thing with a loop pedal and a drum pad and that was it.
There you go.
Like, okay.
Have you ever seen Ed Sheeran?
No.
He does the same type of thing and it's amazing to watch somebody put a whole song together right in front of you by hitting buttons and stepping on pedals. And
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. So,
one-man band.
Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line is 855-616-1620. Renee texted in, parades, ice cream in the morning. Ooh, tokens from town to buy things, special summer foods. So many great memories of the 4th of July. Speaking of summer foods, I'm going to teach you something right now. Very important for the 4th of July. How to pick the best watermelon. Do you know the farmer's tips on how to pick the best watermelon? That's one of them.
Tap it.
And what are you listening for when you tap it?
An echo?
A dull, hollow sound. Okay. Yeah, you want it to sound hollow. The other things you're looking for is a creamy yellow field spot. That means it was actually ripened on the ground. So you want to see that yellow thing. And then the juicy ripe watermelons have the heavy showing web so that it looks like it's stretched, like the rind's stretched.
Okay.
So the hollow sound, a webby look on the outside, and that yellow spot are what you're looking for to get the best watermelon.
The next time I go grocery shopping, I'll check that out.
All right. Make sure you test that theory. So, but hey, it's 4th of July. What? Right. You got to eat corn on the cob and watermelon on the 4th of July. I mean, and probably a hot dog, even though most people.
Had hot dogs last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. You did your job. All right. Another one came in the early 80s. My favorite memory of 4th of July was my dad was part of the Triple I Shrine Animals. He was Cookie Monster.
That's awesome.
That weekend was multiple parades and families of all the animals were there. And we had picnics each day. Great group of men and families. Such fun memories having a workaholic dad whose beer business kept him busy summers, weekends, and holidays. That was one holiday he didn't work.
That's cool.
Now, take that to heart, parents, if you're listening. It means a lot to be there when your kids are looking for you to be there.
Right,
so.
Right.
And then we did get an actual, hey, I need to help fixing something or I have a question text. It says, recently when I flush my toilet, it now makes a high-pitched, almost musical sound. The toilet is 4 years old, had no problem with the toilet flushing. What's causing this and should I be concerned? I would just enjoy the song. If it sounds like a song. What song are we hearing?
Just start whistling along with it. So first, the last question, it's probably not a big concern. What if you pay attention to see if the toilet's also running occasionally? Like, you know, if you're in the bathroom, all of a sudden it's there, you're like, well, is the water running in the toilet? Because what might be happening is the flapper is got some either debris on it or it's wearing out. And this is that what I mean by the flapper. That's inside the tank. There's a hole at the bottom of the tank, and this flapper is on the top of that hole, and the tank fills with water. And when you go to flush, you push the lever down, and there's a chain on it. It lifts that flapper up. And it allows the water to go through the hole, and that's what flushes the toilet. It's all gravity.
That is the best description of a flapper I've ever heard. Yeah. Well done.
Thanks. So that could be, like you said, it could have some debris on it.
I was going to say, 4 years old, it shouldn't be bad yet. No, it probably has some debris on it.
Debris, algae or something, just some growth. Just, you know, if you want, what you could do is turn the water. There's a valve under your toilet. Turn that off. Flush the toilet so that most of the water goes out of the tank, and then you can reach down. Then you're not reaching in the water, and just go in there with some, you know, CLR or some kind of detergent, even Dawn dish soap or something. Put some gloves on if you want. It's not
clean
dirty
water.
It's
yeah,
coming
it's
out of
water.
Your drinking. It was drinking water right up until it got into the tank.
Yeah.
So that pipe that it came out of, that's potable water. But as soon as it got in your tank, then it's not drinking water anymore. But it's not like there's any kind of waste right. or anything in there. So just clean that off. Worst case scenario, it might have to be replaced. But really, with any plumbing fixture, if your shower or sink faucet or kitchen faucet starts to whistle a little bit or make noises like that, usually it's a matter of the water flow is restricted. And so you might have a little screen on the end of the faucet in your bathroom, or if your faucet in the kitchen's got the nozzle where you can pull it down and spray kind of thing, usually you can unscrew that.
Yeah.
And if you have an older house, you know, galvanized pipes, at least some in the house, you might get a little bit of debris every once in a while. And you just got to clean out that screen, tap it on, you know, get all the junk out of there, put it back on. That's usually the problem. Sometimes it could be in a cartridge. That might be more of a plumber repair kind of thing. So I would check out the tank, the flapper in the tank, see if that's doing it or anything. If that still doesn't do it or anything, then you may need the help of a plumber, Capital Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Give them a call if you want to have them come out and take a look at it.
It would be kind of fun to flush your toilet also.
It's like this area. There's places, I think, out west or some cities where you have grooves in the pavement. I think Nashville has some where at a certain speed you drive over and it sounds like a song.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally unrelated.
855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Notice fogging on some of my windows during the hot and humid weather this week. Is that something I should be concerned about?
No.
No is it's the answer. It's on the outside.
It's like the exact opposite of what happens in the winter.
Yes.
When it's warm inside your house, you're heating your house, and it's cold outside, and now you're cooling your house probably, most likely, and it's really hot and humid or even at least just humid outside. The humidity that we've had lately has been off the chart.
I always tell customers when you go outside, run your hand along your siding.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get wet. Run your hand along your fascia. It's going to get wet.
Yeah.
Run your hand along the window. It's going to get wet. Everything's settling. That moisture is on the house. It's everything's wet. Your car is going to be wet. Your grass is wet. Yeah. Everything's wet. So the
especially
fact that window's wet.
If you're living close to the lake here, last week I mentioned I was in the Queen's Cup race Friday night, and we actually there's 130, 140 boats in the race. You can't all start at once. And as you can, some smaller boats and then really large boats, 70-footers, you know, they're starting at the end in the back because they're finishing quicker. But anyways, they started a couple divisions, and then the fog rolled in, and the division right before us didn't get started. We actually had a two-hour delay. We're just kind of motoring around and around out there waiting for the fog to clear so that we could get our start. And the issue is that the race committee, we have an invisible starting line. We have a buoy on one end and a boat at the other end. That's the starting line.
Sure.
They have to be able to see down the starting line to the buoy to make sure you don't start early. And they're doing a countdown with flags and sounds and everything. And everybody's keeping track of time. But we couldn't see 100 feet at times or less. And just because of the fog. And it's all about, you know, different temperatures. And because it was really warm and on shore. and the lake is still like 50 degrees or just over 50 degrees. So that temperature difference and the way the wind is blowing made a big deal on Friday night. So that's all that's going on right there.
Keep the questions coming, 855-616-1620. Also, memories. What good memories of 4th of July do you have? It is the Fix-It Show. Thanks for listening to the WTMJ.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Not Steely Dan.
Yeah, right.
But they do a lot of songs like this. Straight No Chaser is an a cappella group. They're going to be on the U-Line stage tonight at 10 o'clock at Summerfest, last day for this year. Right. So if you haven't been there yet,
in the books.
You're running out of time. So let's do this. We haven't done this in a while. A cool tool segment.
Right.
If you go to YouTube and find WTMJ, you can watch the show. This would be the time to be looking at the show as I hold up this massive tool right here. Isaac, any idea what this is?
He's not a golfer.
He's not a golfer. This is a golf tool. So this is a when you hit your ball on the green and it leaves a dent, you have a little ball mark fixer.
Yep.
That's what this is. So nothing to do with fixing your
house.
I
had a couple of those on Tuesday.
Yeah, you did. You had some nice shots.
Nice shots. Yeah,
nice shots on Tuesday.
We golfed in the WTMJ Classic again this year, and we were on the same foursome. And the one of them, I beat the pro.
Yeah.
Hole, the pro, and I had we were both on the green on that one.
We were both on the green. We both beat the pro. Yeah. But so this, when you have that little dent, this takes the divot out. You kind of go around and push it up and then level it out with your golf club putter. Very important tool to have if you're a good golfer.
Right.
If you don't hit the green on a fly, it doesn't really matter. So I don't use it a lot, but every once in a while you
get lucky.
One.
So maybe keep it in your pocket for Wednesday.
Yes. So we're golfing again on Wednesday.
The NARI outing.
NARI. So what is NARI for those who don't know?
National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And this outing is supporting the NARI Foundation. And the NARI Foundation is they support things like scholarships for students going into the trades and some other things like that. So this is a good one to be at. There'll be a lot of people.
Tracy was looking at the credit card statement the other day. She's like, "Did you make a donation to NARI?" I'm like, "Yes, I did."
Yeah,
and I get to golf.
right. So that'll be out at Ironwood Golf Course on Wednesday.
Beautiful course. Another good course.
Good weather for that.
I mean, where were we on? We were at
Morningstar.
Morningstar. Man, that was a cool course. Gorgeous. The way that's built around that gully or valley that they have there.
Some neat views there.
So. It was really neat.
And all the good WTMJ partners joined us out there and teammates. So we had a good time on that one.
It was
a little warm.
It was hot.
Yeah, a little warm. But we
still owe Austin a t-shirt or a shirt from the pro club.
Yeah, so we appreciate the guys we golfed with that. Thermal Exteriors was the two guys we had.
Fun day. All right, so we have one segment left before we're joined by Matt Hefter. So if you have questions on something other than painting, now's the time to get it in because it's your last chance to get it answered. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. The Fix-It Show is on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station. Who let the dogs out? David and Dayton. One guy knows what the heck he's talking about. We'll let you figure out which one it is. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
That's one of those earworms. That's going to be in my head all day. Thanks, Isaac.
The Baja Men, 7 o'clock on the Aurora Healthcare stage. If you want to have the earworm stuck in your head all day and night, you can go see them and lack sleep because it'll be going through your mind as you're trying to fall asleep. Siding Unlimited, J&B Construction, every week they sponsor the show. We appreciate that. Coming up next hour, Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painter is going to be on with us. I did get a text from my mom. We were talking about 4th of July memories, and I mentioned we would go to Itildew. That's what they named the cabin of the place we would go. And they said they would blast the Star Spangled Banner, then someone would give a patriotic speech. One year it was my Uncle Doug, dressed in his Army uniform. Then the American flag would be raised, made us proud to be Americans. So that was something we did every year back in the day.
I bet you that name is like a quick of saying it will do.
Yep, that's what it is. It'll do.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, let's get this.
Get a few of these texts.
Yeah, let's get these answered before we're joined by Matt here.
So
here
the kitchen or bathroom sink, somebody's got a clog in their bathroom sink. They're trying to snake it out and everything. It's probably clogged. 70-year-old house probably has galvanized pipes in the wall. You're probably going to need a plumber. Maybe somebody. Capital Heating and Cooling. They have a plumbing wing. They will clear drains. They've cleared your shower drain, I think.
Yes. It was amazing. Yeah, it was like an artery.
Yeah.
That's 90% blocked.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. There was so much gunk. My house was built in 1940. Yeah. So it was the original galvanized piping. So however many years that is, what are we up to now? That's like 80 years old.
Right.
80 years worth of stuff.
Right.
Stuck in there.
And they've cleared a tub drain for me as well. So they do those services. And yes, the part of the question, they may have to cut open part of a wall. In a bathroom, what they'll try to do is see if they can do it in an adjacent closet, you know, either a linen closet or a bedroom closet behind or something. So at least it's not out in a hallway or something.
Mine was under the sink. So they did have to take some of the drywall out, get most of the pipe out and get it cleaned out, the rest of it.
We've changed the drain stoppers in our sinks, you and I have, and we got these little things. It looks like a mushroom. You put it down in there, and it's got a screen on it. It's amazing how much hair it stops.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of who you are.
You don't think you're losing hair. So what? In our house, we have a terrier, so there's always fur balls we're trying to vacuum up and find, and we always blame her, and I'm thinking it's probably all of us dropping hair all over the house.
Exactly.
But I would definitely have somebody come in and look at that and get that taken care of. I was amazed. I was appalled, actually, when they showed me the picture of what the pipe looked like.
Horizontal pipes. They just, like at night, all the sediment in the pipe just settles, and it just builds up in that pipe.
Yeah.
Vertical pipes, not so much, but horizontal ones.
So. Okay, so it is the 4th of July.
Yeah.
We want to play some patriotic music. As we go, we're playing a lot of Summerfest music.
Yeah.
But I need to hear it one more time. Do you have the eagle screech? Because that is vital,
that is
Isaac,
awesome.
At this point in time. I need to hear it again. I put him on the spot. He's like, where did it go?
Yep. There it is.
All right. So one more time. All right. I just, at the beginning of the show, he played it. I'm like, that was brilliant. Yeah, we need to hear that again. So, we'll keep doing this even next hour. If you have some memories of your childhood or a big 4th of July one-time memory that really sticks out in your mind, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You can get that in, and we'll read them on the air, or you can call us if you have a story you want to tell as well. We do have Bob and Pewaukee with a text in already for Matt. So if you have anything about painting, staining, garage floors. We're going to talk through all that stuff next hour. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with hour number two on the Fix It Show.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.